on the Carousel Tonight programme for broadcasting Monday, August 16th, regarding the Dunlear Soapbox Derby Q3-2-1. And a very good evening to you. Welcome along to the Carousel Tonight programme. Now, yesterday, a very, very big day and a big event for everyone in and around the Dunlear and County Louth area, and indeed, I suppose, for the whole of Ireland as well, because it was the Bisto Kids All-Ireland Soapbox Derby 1982, and it was held at Shamrock Hill in Dunlear. Now, to get a little bit of the background regarding the Soapbox Derby, I see here in the programme a little item written by Dickie Kieran. Now, Dickie writes that Cyril McConnon started a new idea in racing called Soapbox Derby in the 1950s in Dunlear, County Louth. Now, many parents were concerned about these machines as they raced down Shamrock Hill as they prepared for the first Soapbox Derby in 1950. He adds that he was too young to compete that year, but he remembers some of the people involved, like Paddy Ward, Jerry Connor, Councillor Paddy Moore, and Joseph Clinton, some of whom have passed away. Now, the race went well, he adds, and the final three were Peter Begley of Clonmore. He was first passing the line. Now, there was no derby in 1951. But 1952, Paddy King gave it the much-needed publicity, which helped make it a great success. We're told in 1953, soapboxes became more streamlined, with some of them getting sponsorship, and the writer Dickie Kieran adds that he was sponsored by Smithwick's Ale. Now, 1956, the Derby was sponsored by the Evening Herald and McCarran's Motors, with lavish arrangements all round. Then we're told here that the expensive arrangements made for the Derby in 1956 seemed to kill the event. Now, the event was not run again until 1980, when it was revived by the Dunlear Summer Projects Committee without any sponsorship. The sponsors Bisto spotted the event in the evening press, and they sponsored it for 1981, and this year they sponsored it as well. On to the Soapbox Derby. Well, the Dunlear Summer Project started 3 years ago, and as I mentioned, one of the events taken on by the committee was the running of the Soapbox Derby, 24 years before this, the last Soapbox Derby was held in Dunlear. Now, this year sees the expansion of the Soapbox Derby to four regional derbies in Athlone, in Dunarail, Bray and Dunlear. Now, four qualified from each of these regions for the All-Ireland event, which is held annually in Dunlear in August. Now, definitely yesterday a very, very exciting and interesting day indeed, just to give you a little example of what the atmosphere was like. First of all, I spoke to the wife of the organiser, Mrs. Sheila Roach.
Well, it has been going very well. We must say we were very lucky this year now with weather and the way the events went. Anything that we ran was very successful. And of course, this today is really the highlight of it all, you know, because right. We have been preparing for this day since last November. Uh-huh. When we first decided that we were going to go All-Ireland, and Telefi Sharon decided that they were going to put it on their programme for us. Yeah. And we were in Cork in January, and Athlone and Bray, and got all the centres organised. So all of this, the regional finals has been a build-up to here today, and the parish race has been run and has been won by Aidan Hand, with Joseph McGarden in second place. And as you can see, there's the band and the sideshows, and great, it's really is fantastic.
There's a lovely atmosphere, all right. Now, the actual Soapbox Derby winner, the overall winner, when is that's going to be held?
That
very shortly.
That is going to be run. At the moment, they're just, we decided as an extra this year to bring a Bisto Kids competition. So we asked children to dress as Bisto Kids. So that is just being judged now at the moment. And after that, then we will be into the big event, which is the All-Ireland, right. You know, and that will be taking place in about 10 or 15 minutes' time.
Yeah. Any hot tips about who's going to be a winner? Any favourites?
Well, after being around the country, I don't know. There's three or four, and I honestly couldn't say.
Yeah. You know. Now, the standard is very, very high this year, isn't it?
It is, yes. There's a great improvement. Well, of course, here in Dunlear, the standard has improved because this is the third year. Yeah. You know, when we have the lads from Cork and Athlone coming back again next year, they'll have learned some secrets from ourselves, so therefore it's going to, you know, their standard is going to improve again, you know.
Right.
But we would never like to get away from what this is all about, children, and children building their boxes. I would hate to see that it's going to get to such a professional level, you know, that daddies do it and the children just get into them. It would always be a thing that we would want the daddies and the children to go hand in hand in doing it. Great way for building relationships, you know, that's what we find anyway.
Now, as Sheila mentioned there, first off was the judging of the Bistow kids. Now, that actually involved a number of children, possibly related to the competitors, dressing up as the Bistow kids, something similar to what you see on the packets of Bistow, and a prize was going to be given to the best looking pair of Bistow kids, and this is how the judging went.
And they've just chosen a winner of the Bistow Kids competition, and the two most look-alike Bistow Kids, and that's group number two. We'll find out who they are very, very shortly now. They're just going up to the stage and being presented with their prizes by Tom Thornton. T-shirt and a matchbox car each. Can you tell me your names, please?
Francis and Geraldine.
And are you happy at winning this?
What?
Are you happy at winning this competition?
Yeah.
Are you delighted?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, as it turned out, the winners of the Bistow Kids competition were, in actual fact, Pat Roach's own two children, Geraldine and Francis Roach. And they got themselves first prize there. A nice clock alarm radio, and a Bistow Kids t-shirt, and also a matchbox car, as you heard there. Well, on to the main event of the evening, and that was, in actual fact, the Soapbox Derby. Now, a number of heats were run fairly fast, I may as well add, because this year the organisers took the precaution of making sure that everything ran smoothly, that they went fast, and that when the soapboxes went down the hill, that they were able to come back up, be able to be towed back up in the quickest possible time. Now, we'll just go down very quickly about this year's entrance of the Soapbox Derby, the All-Ireland Soapbox Derby. Raymond Smith from Kilbeggan, County Westmeath. There was Fergus McMahon, 14 Brookville Park, Drogheda, County Louth. Patrick O'Connor from Rossbury, Clonard, Port Leash, County Leash. There was Alan Keogh from Brough Lane, Port Leash, County Leash. Patrick O'Callaghan from Convent Road, Donerail, County Cork. Jim O'Keefe from Convent Road, Donerail, County Cork. Thomas Bozane from Shangarry, County Cork. Edward Halligan from Convent Road, Donerail, County Cork. David Keogh from Brough Lane, Port Leash, County Leash. Deirdre O'Connor from Eight Monastery, Enniskerry, County Wicklow. That, by the way, Deirdre, was the only female represented in the Soapbox Derby. There was Brian O'Connor from Number Eight Monastery, Enniskerry, County Wicklow, of course, Deirdre's brother. Justin Doyle from Bray, County Wicklow. Matthew Taff from Beechwood Drive, Dunlear. Billy Robinson from Atclare, Dunlear, County Louth. Keith Carraher from Drumcar, County Louth. And Drumcar, Dunlear, County Louth. And Brian Carey from Dundalk Road, Dunlear, County Louth. Well, after a very, very exciting heats, the final rundown of the Soapbox Derby was between the Cork gentleman, that's Jim O'Keefe, and also the gentleman representing, fighting for the title of last year, that was Billy Robinson. And we'll join it now, a couple of yards before the finish.
And they have it, Billy Robinson from Dunlear, the winner of the Soapbox Derby, All-Ireland Soapbox Derby 1982.
Well, as soon as Billy Robinson's soapbox passed the finishing line, I had a word with his dad, very proud, naturally enough.
Relaxed.
A second time, a second year, I mean, this second is the All-Ireland, he must have been very, very good. What would you attribute it to?
You mean regarding the driver or the box?
Well, regarding both.
Well, it's mostly the box, really. All the driver has to do is have a cool nail.
Yeah, obviously a lot of thought put into it.
Very much so, yes.
And obviously you're happy?
Very, very happy.
And then, of course, an interview with the winner who can rightfully claim as being the Soapbox Derby All-Ireland champion, Billy Robinson. I began by asking him, how did he feel winning it?
Well, I feel great winning it, and it's the second time in a row that I won it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad.
Now, the competition was very strong this year because it was an All-Ireland competition. Were you a little bit nervous?
Yes, I was a little bit nervous at the start, but then I got used to it after a while.
Right. Now, what prize do you get from winning the All-Ireland?
I don't know. I think they have different prizes from last year.
And indeed, Billy was to win a very, very fine prize indeed, and we'll let you know a little bit more about that a little bit later on. Now, one of the judges at the Soapbox Derby in Dunlear was, in actual fact, local TD Bernard Markey, and I began by asking Bernard his opinion on the Soapbox Derby.
Well, it was organised excellently. It's all due to the great organisational work of the Dunlea Summer Projects Committee. They're experienced at this sort of thing now. This is the third soapbox derby they have run, and this year's has been better than any of the previous two. Bisto have come along and done the sponsorship for them, and Bisto have put in quite a lot of effort and cash, of course, which befalls every sponsor, and the overall result has been excellent. The contestants came from as far afield as Cork, and indeed it was good to see one girl present amongst all the boys, and she raced a very fine race indeed and could well have reached the semi-finals. The Dunlea Summer Projects have done a good lot of work today for this, and I certainly think the community owes a debt of gratitude and appreciation to the organising committee for bringing this fine event to Dunlea. With the help of Bisto, I hope in future years that future soapbox derbies will be bigger and better.
Right.
And I think congratulations is due to everybody concerned, not least of all to the boys and the girl who came along, who had to manufacture their own particular soapboxes, did produce very fine models. The winner had a very streamlined model altogether, and it showed a considerable improvement on the model in which he won last year, which just goes to show, as in soapboxes, as in the motor vehicles, as in any field, one year brings a big lot of improvements. And I've no doubt that next year we will have even more streamlined and faster models from everybody concerned.
Indeed, I'm sure there'll be great celebrations in Dunlea tonight.
There's no doubt there will, because I think that it has brought the people out in fine numbers. It's been a good day, the weather has held up quite well, and everybody seems to be in excellent humour and the best of form after seeing 12 or 13 good racing events here today. And the parish of Dunlea did provide a competition for contestants only from the parish, and there were some very close races in that particular contest. So it looks as if the parish is going to have a few more good contestants in next year's final as well.
Bernard Markey. Then I had a word with Tom Thornton, representing the sponsors Bisto.
Well, I think this year, first thing I have to say is that it went much better than last year, and that was, I did think at the time that could be beaten, but this year was, I think the organisation this year was much tighter. The thing that impressed me most this year was the Pat Roach told me last week that he'd be finished at 4:30, and I laughed long and loud at him. But it's true, he got finished at 4:30. A great tribute due to him for his organisational capacity that he did get finished at 4:30. There was two main factors contributed to that, I think. First of all, the speed with which the races were run. I think the new road surface that the council members contributed to putting in here. And secondly, the new system they have for taking the cars up to the top of the hill.
Right, that shortened the time, in other words, between the heats.
Between the heats, and it also shortened the time of each race, actually, so which was a major factor. I think the races last year were probably only about half the speed they were this year.
Now, the standard was very high, considering it's an All-Ireland. Is this the first All-Ireland one?
First All-Ireland one, yeah. We went to, I think it was four centres around the country, Cork, Portlaoise, Wicklow and somewhere else. And they came up with some good cars. Nice to see the Cork car finish in second. And I think he wasn't that far behind the local one, who was really very hotly fancied.
It was a very close race, wasn't it, the final
very,
one?
Very close race, the final one was. Although I think, indeed, the best races we had were from the local ones. The local race was done before our one. The Mr. Kidd one was actually much closer, and one of the races was decided by a matter of a couple of inches, in fact. And so the judges were called into operation at season one occasion anyway, But I tell you, the winner, Billy Robinson's car, was, I think, in a class on his own, really. He was far superior to anything else that was there. Even though the O'Keefe's car in the final did run him to about four lengths, but still, I think Robinson was by far the best car.
What I wonder makes a really good soapbox? Is it the speed, the way it's built, or what?
I think there has to be speed for the punters' participation. The people who come to watch, they're interested in speed, and they like a little bit of maybe a few thrills or something like that. I think the people who make the soapboxes, they're interested in speed too, but from a different point of view. They're interested in how the car comes down the bend and how it faces into the wind, and that's a technical thing. But for the ordinary Joe soap who comes to watch the stuff, they're interested in speed and probably a few spills if possible, although we don't want to see anybody getting hurt.
Now, as Tom mentioned there in that interview, they had run before the All-Ireland a parish heat of the Soapbox Derby. The winner there was local lad Aidan Hand. I had a quick word with him to find out how he felt on winning the local heat.
Great.
So how long did your dad make it, or did you make it, or did you give him a hand, or what?
No, Jim McCabe and Barney McGrill made it.
Right. Did it take them long?
Yeah, I think it took took them a good while.
Yeah. And when it was coming to the final of the Paris, did you feel nervous or anything?
Yeah, I did.
Were you surprised when you won it?
Yeah.
Which were delighted just the same.
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah, thanks.
Well, later on in the evening, immediately after the Soapbox Derby was run, everyone, that's the competitors and their friends and families, including yours truly, was treated to a nice tea in the Westinghouse canteen. And in the canteen, Pat Roach asked everyone in the hall to give a big hand and a big round of applause to everyone who took part in the Derby.
And we'd ask you all to show your appreciation for all those who took part here today in the Down Under Soap Opera Derby and the Paris Race. And you know, without all the participants, we wouldn't have any winners. And even the losers are the fourth because, you know, the winner wouldn't get to prove how good or how bad he was in the finals, unless, of course, we had all other participants. So in that line now, we'd like to go and make the presentation for, first of all,
Well, there you have it. Billy Robinson there winning his perpetual trophy for the second year and also getting for himself a BMX bike value £200. And of course, a selection of goodies there from Bistow. All the competitors who took part in the All-Ireland Soapbox Derby received a little prize, a little cup, and of course, a couple of goodies there, as I mentioned, from Bistow. Now, there were quite a number of people there. As I mentioned, it was an All-Ireland Soapbox Derby, so people coming from all over the country. Had a word with a couple of people, beginning with a gentleman from County Cork.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we got disqualified the online.
How did you feel then? You came down. What did you think of the day today?
It was a great day. The people all here, they're helping, you know, friendly and all that, you know. But yeah, you know, it's just unlucky. Like,
it was a good day though, just the same.
Oh, good day. Yeah, just a good day.
Right. Yeah. Right. Your name?
John O'Keefe.
John, that sounds like a Cork accent, is that right?
It is, that's very right, yeah.
You came all the way up from Cork very specially for this Soapbox Derby, did you?
We did indeed, we came specially for it.
What interest did you have? Did you have a child taking part in it?
Yes, we had a child, we had two calves in it. Two calves we manufactured ourselves for in Cork. But I had a young lad in it. Unfortunately enough, he got second place.
Just second place, he was just fifth to the post.
Just fifth to the post, right? Yeah, but that was a consolation anyhow.
Right. What was the regional final like for you where in Cork?
It was very successful, very good, very well organised. An awful lot of work went into by the local gun club, and especially by Willie Leary.
Yeah.
But it was our first attempt. Quite honestly, we didn't know anything at all about it. In fact, this was our first attempt at an All-Ireland.
Yeah.
So we're very pleased.
So what did you think of the standard then of the All-Ireland?
Very high. Speed of the calves was fantastic. The make of the calves, unbelievable. Really unbelievable.
Yeah. Did you yourself build your son's car?
With his help. They built them with us.
Right.
We gave him a hand. We built four cars, actually. Fortunately, two of them qualified for the All-Ireland.
Yeah.
And one of them, as I say, was second.
Right. Well, how long did it take to build?
In spare time, I would say about a week.
Was it worth it?
Oh, very well worth it. Absolutely. I would recommend it to anybody with kids to build them.
Would you like to say hello to anyone or thank anyone?
Well, I'd like very much to thank the local organisation here for the way they put on the final, for the very beautiful meal they gave us, for the reception they gave us, and I'd like to thank all the local people for their hospitality. They couldn't have been nicer. They offered us meals, they offered to keep us, they did everything they possibly could for us. So I would like very, very specially to thank them on behalf of our own local club in Donegal.
One final question to you. Will you be entering again next year?
Certainly, by all means.
Who am I talking to?
Eddie Helen.
Eddie Helen. Now, you had your son entering the Soapbox Derby as well. How did he do?
Yeah, he done well enough. He got to the second round anyway.
Second round, it wasn't bad. Now, did you help him build the soapbox?
I did, yes, myself. And his uncle done the most of it. And we made it in John Keeves. He's a joinery shop in Donwell, the last man there you were talking to.
Right.
You know, only for him they wouldn't be made at all.
Right. How long did it take to build, approximately?
It took a good bit of time, you know. A lot of days and nights and hours that we didn't hear anything at all about, you know.
Yeah.
He'd tell you more about it.
It was worth it, was it?
It was worth the effort, all right, you know. We'd have to race it two or three times now, like, and we raced in Whitegate and in Donwell and here now, like, you know, and it's worth the trouble, all right.
Yeah. What do you think of the standard?
Standard's very good today, yeah. I thought, you know what I mean, that the fella, that chap that won it, you know, his car was running really well.
Yeah.
But John Keeves' car ran very well too, you know what I mean. That was second, and we didn't do you know, we thought to do well, but I'd say he was surprised that it came so near. You know?
And there again, one final question. Will you be entering again next year?
Hopefully. If God spares us, I suppose, yeah. Once we come once, we come forever.
Thank you.
And then I had a word with a gentleman who didn't originally intend to be involved in this year's Soapbox Derby. That's Michael Flanagan.
I'd done an awful lot of work last year, both Pat Roach and myself, and I decided to give it a rest for 1 year. But you know how it is, you get involved and you're asked to help and you're in 100%
your own. It's one of those events, I think, that everybody in the community takes part in, isn't it?
Well, it's for the children, for the kids, for boys and girls, and if you keep it with boys and girls, everyone will enjoy themselves.
Yeah. I noticed the parents were getting just as much enjoyment out of it as the kids.
Well, even I, as a walker, got as much enjoyment out of it as people who drove cars down the hill.
Yeah.
Maybe next year we'd have a competition for fathers. We don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, things ran very smoothly, didn't they?
Well, every year you learn a little and you play, you look at your mistakes from the year before and you try and correct them for the following year, and on that basis that it went off fairly sweet,
yeah. And of course there was plenty of entertainment on the side as well during the heats.
Well, you had your side shows and you had the band, and the races, the heats came down fairly quick, and Jim McCabe in a car and myself in a car, and with the helpers we put them out fairly, got them up fairly quick.
Yeah.
So, and on that was one of the things we learned over the years, so they get the cars back up fairly quick.
Right, so what about next year? When are you going to start making the plans for next year?
Tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Okay, Kim, thanks very much.
Now, what's your name?
Paula.
And who do you want to say hello to, Paula?
Nana and Joe and Lady Paula and Pat.
What's your name?
Michelle.
And who do you want to say hello to?
Mammy, Nana, Joe and Lady Paula.
And I think we have somebody else who wants to say hello to somebody. What's your name?
Katrina.
Katrina, and who do you want to say hello to?
Mammy and Daddy.
And Lady Paula.
And Lady Paula. And Nana. And Joe. And Pat. And Gerald.
What about everybody in school? Do you want to say hello to them?
All my friends and civics.
Right.
You say hello to
them.
Hello.
Okay. Do you want to say hello? Pat Roach, you're the chief organiser, isn't that right?
That's right, Kieran, yes.
Now, the prize-giving ceremony is finished. Everything is finished, but it's not actually the end of the derby as yet. We won't talk about that, though. What about the Soapbox Derby this year? How did it go for you?
Well, for us, the weather couldn't have been more kind. It was just typically beautiful weather for soapbox racing. It wasn't too fine, and it didn't rain, except for a little speck in the middle, but, you know, it didn't deter the crowds in any meaningful form, you know.
Now, this day is a climax of how many weeks or how many months' preparation?
We've been working at this, Kieran, since last October, I'd say, setting up the centres, and then running earlier this year in May and June, running off the quarter-finals, and then we've run off the All-Ireland today, as you see. You know, so it has been really a complete 9 to 10 months of it from the very beginning.
Incredible. Now, the standard is very, very high indeed this year, I note. The fact that it's an All-Ireland Soapbox Derby would add to this. Presumably.
Yeah, that's right, Kieran, because you see, at the different centres, they eliminated a lot, and we got the four best boxes from each particular centre that we were at, and they came to the All-Ireland. So naturally enough, we were taking the cream of the particular centre up here to compete together. And as you saw today, some of the races were very fine and very close.
Right. Now, as you said, you learned from last year's mistakes. A lot of improvements were made this year. I noticed the distance and the speed between each race was, you know, the distance and taking the cars back up again the hill, that was improved a lot, wasn't it?
Yes, Kieran. Heretofore, we used to sort of load them up on top of a small truck and shove them back up. But we got another way of doing it by towing them one after another, and we could take four together up the hill after a car, and it was twice as quick and twice as efficient than we had last year.
Yeah.
And then we thought we had too many races last year. We'd under 13, we'd Farish, we'd over All Ireland, and then And the result, and we had a father's race as well, and the result was it went on until about 6:30 or 7 o'clock. We thought that's too late for an efficient evening's entertainment. So we cut it down this year just to have the parish fairs and the All-Ireland. So we finished around 5 o'clock, which was just beautiful for most people to go home to their tea at that time, you know.
Right. And while this was all happening, of course, there were sideshows.
Yes, there was a number of sideshows. We invented a few ourselves, Kieran, even for the job, you know, and dropping the penny and winning 50p and through the water in a tank and darts through balloons and things like that. You know, and it's amazing what you can go up with. It's like games for knockout. You can, you know, you can think them up yourself as you go along. And all these were going on. And, of course, at the same time we had playing for us and performing for us was the Lourdes Boys and Girls Brass Band with their majorettes, which really added colour. And then, as a little addition this year, we had a Bisto Kids competition, and various pairs of kids dressed up as Bisto Kids, as you often see on the packet, and they judged that competition in between the parish race and the All-Ireland event while the band played, the sun shone, and everything was just beautiful.
Yeah. Were you surprised when Billy Robinson won it again?
I was, in fact, because there was some very close heats coming up to the final, and, you know, I didn't think, in fact, that Billy Robinson would have run by a couple of lengths as he did. I thought it would be more like half a car or less, you know, but there was some beautiful racing there today and very close finishes, inches in fact in one case in the parish race.
Yeah. Now this is the beginning of course of the summer project, isn't it, for you?
That's right, it's the beginning of the final week of the activities here, and you know, and we'll go through football, soccer, talent contest, Mr. and Mrs. quiz competitions and everything like that for the next week, and we finalise it with an open air folk mass next Sunday, hopefully, in Beechwood Park, weather permitting again.
Yeah. How do you get the time for all this?
Yeah, well, some people often ask me was I married, you know. I'll tell you the truth, they often ask myself sometimes which I was married to Bisto or Sheila, you know.
Right.
But that's the way it goes, you know. As I say, we sort of understand one another, we have this climax time to sort of build up to the big event, and
right.
We'll be running around, you know, like chasing your tail type of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's acceptable, but then we have our time after it, we can relax, you know, when it's all over, just like now.
So have you any final word to say?
All I can say is, boys and girls, get in there. There's plenty of prizes to be won, and there's great gratification in being able to build and race one of these soapboxes. And if you want to, the rules of any of these what is soapbox racing all about, send it for a book of rules to the Bisto Kids Soapbox Derby, Dundee, County Louth.
So this really could be the start of something really big.
Yes, I imagine the different centres set up this year could mushroom into something much bigger than it has been up to now.
So when does the preparations for next year start?
Well, it's like the Rose of Tralee, as they say, the start, there's a meeting now and in 2 weeks' time, and that'll sort of get the wheels rolling for dates and fixtures for next year. You know, so as I said, we have to plan ahead a calendar in advance, so that everybody knows where they're going and right out to the different centres and they know what they're doing, and to culminate in an All-Ireland final like today.
And there you have it, the chief organiser of the Bisto Soapbox Derby 1982. Patrick Roach. Now the chairperson was Sheila Roach, secretary Anne McKeown and treasurer Thomas Fitzpatrick. Now as I mentioned to you earlier on in this particular report, there were a number of sideshows while the main event was going on. One such sideshow was a show involving firing darts at a balloon. And to find out more, I did an interview.
There's a number of sideshows. Now, I don't know if you can hear me at the moment now, but I'm right outside one of the sideshows, and I'm speaking to whom? What's your name?
Joan Conlon.
Now, Joan, tell us a little bit about your sideshow. What exactly is it all about?
Well, this is the dart stand. The balloon behind that. You see that board there? There's
yeah.
A balloon behind that.
Right, it's a circular board with a balloon behind it, yes.
And I have 3 darts here, and it's 10 pence for a gopher, 3 darts.
Right.
And if they hit the balloon, burst the balloon, that is, they win themselves 50 pence.
Right. Well, just as I approached the stand, actually, I saw one of the children actually managed to get the balloon
right.
Burst. All right. Did that happen often?
No, he's only the second one of about 50, I think.
So you're making good money on it.
First child, yeah.
Thank you.
And we leave the final word musically on this report of the Soapbox Derby to the group, indeed, who were providing musical entertainment throughout the whole proceedings this afternoon, Our Lady of Lourdes Boys and Girls Band from Drogheda. And this is how they sounded.